I just want to start with a word of prayer. Mm. Gracious Father, I thank you for the privilege of having your word as a guide to direct our steps. As your word goes forth today, may your Holy Spirit touch hearts and minds to receive and be transformed. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we had started, as you all know, if you don't remember, we're on the topic of stewardship. And last week we heard about how God made the earth for our enjoyment and how we should be good stewards and take care of our environment. Okay. So let's begin once again by recalling just what stewardship is. Stewardship is conducting, supervising, or managing something. The careful and responsible management of something entrusted to one's care, okay? The Greek word is called oikonomia, O-I-K-O-N-O-M-I-A. It is used to describe the concept of stewardship and the appropriate management or administration of the resources of a household. Oikonomia is also a root word behind the English word economy, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. This verse alone tells us that God created everything that exists. And as creator, he owns everything that exists. He has never given up ownership. So from the beginning of the Bible until the end, we know that God reigns supreme. Okay, so today I'm going to be talking to you about economic and financial stewardship. All right. As we know, because of the pandemic, last year was very, very difficult, both economically and financially. So for many, that is even ran into this year. We've seen how many of the businesses that kept the economy going had to be shut down, and that left thousands of people out of work. Some businesses have been able to come back and some just could not recover. I do not know anyone personally that has lost their business, but I do know of people who have lost their jobs or have had their hours lowered. And in both cases, wages have been lost. You know, as a church body, since the very beginning, we've been praying constantly about these things. We know and have trusted God to be our provider, our sustainer, and our waymaker. Psalm 127:2. God provides his own. It is pointless to get up early, work hard, and to go to bed late, anxiously laboring for food to eat. God provides for those he loves, even while they are sleeping. Psalm 68:10. Your covenant people made their homes in the land. And because you are so good, you provided for those crushed by poverty, O true God. More importantly, who does God use to provide? He uses us. Let me tell you why. His people, because he has allowed us to have resources to share, he uses us who are we, and we are his people, and he has allowed us to share resources with others. In other words, we're here to manage the resources wisely so that we can be a blessing to others. Financial stewardship is not just about giving away money. It's about faithfully managing and allocating God's resources in ways that please him. Our priorities change to align with what God wants. Excuse me. Excuse me. Our work towards building the kingdom of God down here on earth begins with this. We must be faithful in our God-given responsibilities. We have to be honest and faithful to our employer. We have to care for our families. We have to care for others. We have to faithfully give to our church and support missions. As a steward of all of this that God has entrusted to us, He wants us to function in a way that brings him glory. Whatever work we do should be to please God. If we believe what the Bible says about God, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and everything that's in it, then all of us have a stewardship responsibility to faithfully care for and steward the resources that God has so graciously allowed us to have. Proverbs 16:3, whatever you do, do it as service to him, and he will guarantee your success. Nobody can guarantee your success but God. And just like 2 Corinthians 9:8, it says, God is ready to overwhelm you with more blessings than you could ever imagine, so that you'll always be taken care of in every way, and you'll have more than enough to share. That's what it's all about. Sharing, caring, giving. God is our ultimate source for everything that we have and everything we need. We must remember, though, he is the owner of all that we have. He's entrusted us to manage what he gives us. We can't fulfill his purposes in our lives. We can't fulfill God's purposes, I'm sorry, for our lives without receiving from him. God's kingdom cannot advance without his people prospering. With God as our source, we can expect him to supply all our needs, because his word says that he will. And it won't be according to the world's economy. We have been through depression, recession, inflation, everything to, like we said, the businesses closing down. Our needs will be supplied according to God's economy, because he owns it all. That's powerful. He owns everything. So we don't have to worry. Philippians 4:19, know this, my God will also fill every need you have according to his glorious riches in Jesus, the anointed, our liberating King. Trusting God in the area of finances is definitely a step of faith, and it's also a process, especially when you have bills coming at you right and left for so many different things. I remember when my mother used to say this very thing. She said, daughter, charity begins at home. And I say this, if Free Spirit Worship Church is your church home and you love your church, if you're not doing so already, I challenge you to take a step of faith and try God, as he says in his word. Now, I took this from the Living Bible. It's Malachi 3:10, because I like the way they did it in this. And it says, bring all the tithes to the storehouse so that there will be food enough in my temple. If you do, I will open up the windows of heaven for you and pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to receive it. Try it. Let me prove it to you. God is saying, try him. Let him prove himself to you. And when you've tried everything else, why not give God a try? Because everything else isn't working. Okay? 2 Corinthians 9:6-7. But I will say this to encourage your generosity. The one who plants little, harvests little. And the one who plants plenty, harvests plenty. Giving grows out of the heart. Otherwise, you reluctantly grumble, yes, because you felt you had to, or because you couldn't say no. But this isn't the way God wants it. For we know that God loves a cheerful giver. So you see right there, it's not just about money. It's about our hearts. It's having the attitude that because we are blessed, we want to be a blessing. Nobody knows the heart better than God. Now, the tithe is 10% of our income, and that's our gross income. And maybe you can be in a situation where you can't start at 10% or even 5%. But start giving what you can and be consistent. If you have a hard time paying your bills, I encourage you to start with a dollar, just a dollar. And as your faith grows, increase it as much as you can until you're able to give God his 10%. He knows exactly where you are. You will be so surprised at how God will bless you just for honoring him with your giving. I remember when I started out going to church, I was not tithing. I don't even think I gave an offering, I guess, when I thought I should or whatever. But somebody brought it to my attention. It was my mother. And she said, do you tithe? And I was like, what's that? She said, did you know that you're supposed to tithe? I said, Mom, I didn't recollect. She said, yeah, you're supposed to give the Lord a tenth of what you make. And then at that time, I was thinking net, not gross. And it depends on, you know, who you are. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, it depends on where you are, and that's between you and God. But my thing is, I wanted to honor him. I wanted to honor God. And then after my mother told me about it, my pastor talked about it that next Sunday. And I was like, wow. And I knew that it was needed for me. I was like, I want to honor God. And that's when our pastor came out and he told people, he said, we know it's difficult. We know it's hard. He said, but take something and honor God with it. He said, and be consistent with it and watch how he will make your ends. He said, it'll be more than you think. Watch how he'll make your ends meet and you'll have some left over. He said, and you start continuing to give on that and watch how God will open the door. And that's what I started doing. And before I knew it, I couldn't believe it. I was able to give that and more. And I was just so thankful because I wanted to be obedient and I wanted to honor God with my giving. And that's what we want to do. We want to honor him. God, he has a plan for each of our lives. And it started in the very beginning from the position of stewardship. We are not likely to exercise good stewardship unless we recognize that we are stewards. We have to remember that God has complete ownership over everything that we have. Nothing we have is ours. It all belongs to him. We are his trusted managers. He's trusting us to manage what he's allowed us to have. This is a spiritual discipline that reminds us who we are and whose we are. Amen?
Amen.
Our God is the owner of everything. And whatever he gives us, he places his trust in us that we will manage it the way it should. And sometimes we don't, but that's okay because God knows where you are, but you always can start, make a new start somewhere. Amen?
Amen.
2 Corinthians 8, I want you to just read that in your leisure because that is an excellent chapter about stewardship concerning the churches in Macedonia and how they came to the aid of each other and the people. Okay. Dear Father, thank you for the word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that guides us daily and reveals something new to instruct us. Help us to stay connected to you for strength, for power, and for comfort. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.